And the Danes and sovereignty, is that all assured?
We didn't discuss at all about that issue, so we discussed how can we protect Greenland, how can we protect the wider Arctic region. And again, I think President Trump was the one who reinvigorated NATO at the summit in The Hague, was the famous 5%. I think we can be thankful for the fact that he again has been able to take leadership on this issue, how can we collectively protect the Arctic.
The latest rumours out there that it will be involved sort of bigger bases, longer leases, but not actually changing sovereignty, and the idea of far more American troops. Is that the sort of basis of it?
We didn't go into those details at all. We know that the Danes are completely open to having more American presence in Greenland, and Greenland is open to that. And I think it is good that these discussions take place with the three of them, because at the end, I cannot negotiate on behalf of anyone. I was listening to a lot of people. I think there is a landing ground here, but in the end, of course, now we have to make it happen.